January 30th, 2019, month-end meeting at 6 o'clock, followed by the regular town board meeting at 6:30. Yep.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the 6 o'clock audit meeting for January 30th, 2019. With that, a roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here.
Want to go through the belt districts or transfers? Do we have a copy of the Mr. Transfer Sheet this evening? I'm going to need a motion to transfer $2,326.43 from account A1620.402, which is General Buildings Contractual Annex, to account A1620.401, General Buildings Contractual Municipal Center. So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And that was to transfer of funds to cover contractual expenses in the town hall. The next resolution I'll need is to transfer $250 from account A1220.2 general supervisor equipment and $3,044.98. From account A1220.4, General Supervisor Contractual Services, and $3,294.98 transferred to A1220.1, which is General Supervisor Personal Services. This is to cover an overage in the supervisor payroll account.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next motion I'll need is to transfer $2,134.78 from account A1620.1, General Buildings and Personnel Services, $518.12 transferred from A1430.4, which is General Personnel Contractual, and $2,652.90 to account A1410.1, which is General Town Clerk Personal Services. Purpose of transfer is to cover an overage in the Town Clerk payroll account. Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next motion I'll need is to transfer $2,654 from account A1620.4, which is General Buildings Contractual, to account A1420.4 for General Attorney Contractual, and this is to cover contractual expenses in the attorney budget.
So moved.
Okay. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next motion I need is to transfer $1,085.89 from account A6460.4, General Economic Assistance Contractual, and be transferred, and also $1,085.89 be transferred from account A5182.4, General Street Lighting Contractual. Transfer of funds to cover overage in the street lighting budget.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next motion I'll need is to transfer $3,436.17 from account B9060.8, which is the town outside employee benefits and medical insurance, and $3,436.17 be transferred from account B9010.8. Town outside employee benefits, New York State retirement. Transfer of funds to cover an overage in the town outside retirement.
Should that not lead to?
That's what I'm
thinking. From in the last two, I apologize.
From
and two. So
yes, but that's not what's on the resolution I have.
So can we modify this one to say two?
So we'll have to modify
the other one. Two.
These are from Jeff.
Well, where's it going?
Yeah, they're different accounts, so it is going from, if we back up to, those are just two of them.
Yeah, so maybe we'll modify and approve some of the things in the other.
Okay, we'll rescind the previous two motions. Is there a motion to do that?
We didn't have a motion to pass on this one yet, did we?
I did not.
We didn't take roll call on six. We didn't do anything with the $3,436.17 yet.
So a motion to rescind the prior one, which was the $1,085.89.
So set for second, that's
roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. With that, we'll move forward with a motion to transfer $1,085.89 from account A6460.4, which is General Economic Assistance Contractual, to account A5182.4, General Street Lighting Contractual.
So
roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And good catch. And next motion I'll need is to transfer $3,436.17 from account B9060.8, Town Outside Employee Benefits Medical Insurance. And that $3,436.17 be transferred to account B9010.8, which is Town Outside Employee Benefits, New York State Retirement, to cover overage in the Town Outside Retirement payment.
So
second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next motion I'll need is to transfer $1,243.35 from account DB5142.1, which is the Highway Snow Removal Personal Services. And it'd be transferred to account DB5110.1, which is Highway General Repairs Personal Services. Transfer of funds is to cover payroll services.
So
second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The following resolutions will be required to increase appropriations. I need a motion to increase appropriations by $8,166.35 to account A1355.4, which is General Assessor Contractual. And this increase in appropriations is for legal expenses from the assessor budget.
So.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The next motion increase appropriation I'll need is for $2,075 to account A3510.1, which is General Dog Control Personal Services, and also $583.38 to account A3510.4, which is General Dog Control Contractual. And the purpose of the transfer is to increase appropriations for dog control expenditures.
So,
second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The next motion, I'd like to request to increase appropriations in the amount of $11,951.35 to account A7140.1, which is General Recreation Personal Services. And $3,050.79 to account A7140.4, which is General Recreation Contractual. And this increase in appropriations is for playground and recreation expenditures.
So,
second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. We also needed a motion to increase appropriations by $2,872.50. To HP 7197.201, which is the Recreational Capital Adaptive Playground account. And the purpose of this is to increase appropriations for playground recreation expenditures.
So,
roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the last resolution I'll need to increase appropriations is for, in the amount of $2,695.30 for LF8160.4 account, which is the landfill refuse garbage contractual. And this is increased appropriations for landfill monitoring purposes.
So
moved.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuznir?
Yes. And moving on, I will need two motions to increase revenues or increase expenditures. The first one is a motion to increase revenues by $58,100 to account A1640, which is the general fund ambulance charges.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the final motion I'll need this evening for increasing revenue and expenditures is an amount of $58,100 to account 4540.409.1, which is the general fund ambulance paramedic program.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Actually, we have two more. I'll also need a motion to increase revenues by $14,848.06 to account TS2130, which is transfer station fees.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I think this is the final one that I'll need. Motion to increase expenditures in the amount of $14,848.06 to account TS8160.4, which is the transfer station refuse and garbage contractual.
So,
and just for clarification, that's to receive the expended fees associated with the transportation.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Any more on transfers or increases? Decreases? So we'll move on to vouchers for discussion. First voucher I have is the first four that we're going to discuss are for annual maintenance agreements. We're going to need a resolution authorizing the expenditure for those maintenance agreements. First one is for business sublimation services, and that would be for the tax collection system for a total amount of $3,750.
Just a swipe for it to business automation.
Or automation, yep.
What's best yeah. Type there?
Looks like it was written.
Yeah, it should be automation. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Ricky. So is there a motion to approve that?
So moved.
And for a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is a line on a budget at that amount.
Yes.
Good.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the next annual maintenance agreement, same company, Business Automation Services. This is to approve the payment for clerk licensing system software support maintenance fee in the amount of $1,890. This is account 1410.4.
So
second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the third of four annual maintenance agreements for General Cold LLC. We need to approve payment of the laser fish assurance plan in the amount of $697. That's account 1410.4.
Second.
Any discussion?
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the final maintenance agreement is also General Code LLC to approve payment of the ECO 36 annual maintenance. $1,195, and this is account A, 1620.401.
So.
Second.
Roll call.
Council.
Sorry, any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next voucher for discussion is Tipco Industries. They provided a copy of the claimant's signature, and we will need to, we don't have policy on that, correct? We have to, because it's a copy,
yes,
we need a resolution to accept the copy.
Yes.
And it's an amount of $192.66, account DB 5130.480.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The next item I have for discussion is we have a contract with Tree Care by Stan Hunt. And in that contract spells out what the costs will be charged to the town based on the size of the tree. And the sheet that was handed to Tree Care by Stan Hunt from Paul had the size of the tree, the location of the tree, to give them the green light to take down. And Stan, Mr. Hunt is now saying that some of those trees were a little bit larger than what was reported to him, and he's looking for us to adjust his payment upwards. What's the total number?
Well, our calculation, if you look at the attachment, the sheet that he emailed me, we calculated $6,550, and he calculated $7,950, which is $1,400 difference, and he wanted to split that.
So
if you look at the contract and the pricing, a tree over 24 is 800, but a tree over 18 to 24 is over 500. So our calculation was based on the lower 500, and his calculation was based on the higher 800.
Right.
And worked that way for each of the three different sizes, 18, 24, and 36.
So I was hoping that the highway superintendent would be here for further discussion, but that is not going to be the case this evening. So the question is, do we pay the requested higher amount that he was not authorized to do, or pay the amount based on the sheet that was provided to him by the highway superintendent? My recommendation would be to go with the sheet that was provided to his company for the work. If a tree, if there's a discrepancy in the size of the tree, that's something that should be brought to the highway superintendents at the time or prior to the work being done. I'm on for
so they were given the size of the trees before they cut them, correct?
Yeah. And
this is what you were given? With rate in there that said 500?
This was.
Like I'm right out.
So as part of the contract, Schedule A was included in that.
Times and we change it. So if it'd be 18 to 24 is 500, or 24 to 36 is 800, so what if it's 24? And you say it would be 800. Just 18 to 20.
I think the instance, the example he used in his memo to Rudy was that
his
one tree was 24.1.
Yeah, it says Tree Care Service, that's what he billed us. Right. And the town hall is what I calculated.
Right. No, I'm just looking at his bid price sheet, Schedule A. So if it's 12 inches, it's either 200 or 400, what makes the difference?
Right. If you take the top on the 24, it says over 24. The tree was 24, so I calculated at 500, which is the 18 to 24. His calculation was 24 to 36.
So it's 24.1, which puts it over 24.
So per the Schedule A, which the contract points to, it says that the tree diameter we measured at breast height, 4.5 feet above the ground. So obviously there's a parameter there. You know, is it the job? Is it the town's responsibility that a company verify its work before it does it? I don't think so.
Well, just for clear discussion, the question isn't whether or not it was over 24 inches. That's a question. It's the fact that the schedule says 18 to 24, or 24 to 36. We had it at 24. There's no question of the size. He's rounding up. I mean, if it says it's 18 to 24 inches, it should be $500. Unfortunately, the schedule says 24 to 36 inches is the higher rate. It was 24 inches. Which one do you pick? He wants to pick the higher, we want to pick the lower. In hindsight, if this is actually the proposal, we need to get clarity on it going forward.
It does say over 24.
Oh, over 24. So we weren't over 24 inches?
It's point on the schedule, on the next page.
Yeah.
It's, the first one is 24 inches.
So here's the list.
That's the list of the trees.
This is the list that the town representative provided to. And not a single one says 24.1. I have 24 inches, 21 inches, 36 inches, 24 inches, 26, 15, 18, 16, 16, 16, 30. So this was what the scope of the work was going to be. So I don't want to...
I think we agree on one thing with them. That's unfortunately we cannot go back and verify the actual size of the tree at this point. They said that we'd be great. They use tree kit 100% consistently, right?
Oh, yeah, because
they come in usually the lowest. That's what we typically use them. I mean, I hate to lose future business or obviously the fairest pricing going forward. But I certainly don't think these numbers are going to matter matching up right now.
Well, again, I don't want to add confusion, but I think that I don't understand the point. Let's look here for a minute on the first page. Let's just take the first line out, kind of for example. That's a 24-inch tree, correct? The first line item, the mock grown tree. It's a 24-inch tree. There's no question over the size of the tree, correct?
It's what's on the schedule.
Okay. So if we look at the schedule, how do you interpret what we should pay for that tree? I interpret we should pay $500 for that tree because it says over 18 to 24 inches. If that tree's 24 inches, then we're paying $500. He wants us to pay $800, but the schedule says over 24 inches.
So that's the way I interpret it.
So if I interpret it like you, I believe we pay per the schedule, and unless there's some evidence that tree's larger than 24, and I don't see that.
Where does 24.1 inches come from? I apologize.
There's a letter up in this letter.
It's at the top of the letter on the very first page, but he doesn't indicate anywhere else that, say, a tree is, if you look down to which one? The one that says 24 inches, Mount Road across from number 54 on the left. That's also bumped up to 800. So he had the opportunity to write 24.1 on there.
I see how he uses it as an example, but I didn't see a reference of a tree that wasn't 24. I believe that we own 6550
as a hypothetical.
I believe we own 6550, and we can discuss it further if we want. We can put it on hold if we want. But based on the information supplied in front of me, I believe we own 6550.
I would agree with the council.
I present a motion to approve paying at the rate of 6550. And he wants to have further discussion afterwards, he can have it, but that's all I'm comfortable approving.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item for discussion is, actually it's for approval to pay, is the Lewis Greer PC, pay their monthly bill of $4,154, comes from account 1355.4. The amount is, it's still 4154, it just broke out the county two costs. So need a motion to pay amount 3154.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussions?
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The next item is a request from our part-time rec director. She paid out of pocket $24 for basketball t-shirts. And she was wondering if the board would be so inclined to reimburse her for that out-of-pocket expense. Right now, the balance from the monies collected from t-shirts is $70.50.
We do have an invoice on that?
I don't have an invoice, but you can make a good offer. You do have it?
I do have an invoice. I do not have a voucher, but I can have her fill a voucher out and ask her for proof of payment.
If I may just add a little bit to that one, this was a unique request because this was for the family who lost their home right over here on Bridge Estates. Actually, Sandy was willing to pay from out of kindness of her own heart, but I have to be the one that picks them up from where they get printed, and she had said, you know, she had put a check in the mail already, she just wanted to pay for them out of her own pocket. We have a receipt. We didn't have a voucher because she wasn't planning on submitting a voucher for these. She was willing to just pay the $24.
But the voucher would be to her.
Right. And at this point, I mean, considering the circumstances, I think, you know, we should pay her to take care of this family in this case.
Yeah, so she just needs to submit a voucher?
Yeah, I'll tell her I need a voucher and maybe a copy of her check or just a proof of payment.
So motion approved after the proper paperwork is submitted. The amount is $24 out of A7310.4.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the last voucher I have for discussion is from Colony Mechanical Contract. Is it contracting? Contracting? What's the full name of the Colony Mechanical? It's just contract all that.
I don't know what name. I don't know if you could be in there.
Contract. And this was an emergency repair at a highway in the amount of $2,900. And I think that they come out in the weekend for that. The expansion tank had ruptured down there. If we didn't take care of it, there wouldn't have been any heat at the highway garage. So that would come from account 5132.472.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? No call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Any With that, I entertain a motion to approve the bills as audited.
So moved.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Does anyone have anything else for the audit?
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy. With that, I entertain a motion to close the audit.
So moved.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody. So, a little bit behind, but want to welcome those of you that have just joined us to the regular town board meeting for January 30th, 2019. And with that, we'll do a roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And do we have any veterans in the audience? I think we do. So I'd like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and
justice for all. Thank you. First item on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes. We do have a correction to the organizational meeting of January 3rd, 2019. I believe it was resolution number 7, which was made by Councilmember Van Tassel and seconded by Councilmember LeClaire to approve resolutions 3 through 6, and it should have been 3 through 7. So I'm going to ask for a resolution to withdraw that resolution. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And so with that, I'll follow up with a request for a motion authorizing approval of resolutions 3 through 7 from the organizational meeting.
So
second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan? He's not here. Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Thank you. We'll take, I think everybody was here for the
Yeah, we could take them both together if you'd like. Does anyone have any corrections for the January 8th regular town board meeting minutes or the January 17th special town board meeting minutes? I'd entertain a motion to approve them together.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 2 on this evening's agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. I don't have any to set at this time. I do want to point out that we will have our first five-year recreation master plan committee meeting that will take place on February 5th at 6 p.m. here at Town Hall. I have named almost a dozen individuals to that committee and very excited to have them work with the town board in our effort to come up with a five-year rec master plan that we can move forward with. Are there any other meetings or workshops that board members would like at this time? Okay. Item 3 on this evening's agenda is the sewer district update, and the town received some very good news. Actually, we received, I think, late last night from our special counsel that the we received a copy of a letter from the comptroller to the county board of supervisors providing the board with the town's application for the sewer district extension, which is required by law that they do that, and provided that the board of supervisors has no comments within the next 15 days. We are hopeful that we will receive the final order establishing the district extension within 30 days. So let's take that. It essentially will be the final approval in this long road that we have been involved in. Some of us longer than others. So thank you for all the good work on that. Item 4 on the agenda is the comprehensive land use plan. As I pointed out, we will be adopting that shortly. I have been looking for town board input, and having received none at this point in time, it's time to take care of some administrative paperwork so we can move forward with scheduling the public hearing on that. And I think, Council, you have some items we need to address.
Yes, there's two items to address at this point. The board has to declare itself lead agency for the Type 1 action. And you have a resolution to that effect in front of you. And then the board, if it's so inclined, can set a public hearing. The zoning board and the planning board have gone through the comprehensive plan and have made certain changes. And they do have in your packet the resolutions by both boards recommending adoption. The next process is that goes to you folks, and then you set a public hearing and ultimately go forward and adopt the plan. Once the plan is adopted, then you can go forward and implement those plans into your zoning code.
Thank you.
I would just like to say I really appreciated the work that the planning and the zoning board put into this. When I sat and read the comprehensive plan, I had notes here and there and here and there, and then I stopped and I read their comments, and there wasn't anything that I had thought of that they hadn't already commented on, and it was all some additional things in there. I really appreciate the time you put into reviewing that. I think it was spot on with what needed to be taken care of. Thank you.
There's a lot of community involvement in that. And it took a while to get to where we are this evening on it, but it was time well spent because we are at a point in the history of the town where many things, great things, are on the horizon, and it behooves us to have this updated master plan in place prior to that activity taking place. So great work on everyone's part. So with that, I have a resolution which I'll ask the clerk to read that will, with no objection, declare the town as lead agency for adoption of Monroe's comprehensive master plan.
Seeker notice of intent to serve as lead agency for the adoption of the Town of Monroe's comprehensive plan. Whereas the Town of Monroe has developed a comprehensive plan, and whereas with the assistance of planning consultant, the LA Group, Landscape Architecture and Engineering PC, 40 Long Alley, Saratoga Springs, New York, 12866, the town has developed a comprehensive plan and environmental documentation in support of same. And whereas in accordance with the provisions of 6 NYCRR Part 617, the town board of the Town of Monroe intends to serve as lead agency for the seeker review of this Type 1 action, and in this capacity will determine if the proposed action will have a significant effect on the environment. And whereas the lead agency will undertake a coordinated review of this action, now therefore be it resolved that the town board of the Town of Monroe hereby designates its intention to serve as lead agency for the seeker coordinated review of this Type 1 action, and will circulate the lead agency notice and a copy of the draft comprehensive plan along with a link to the town's website wherein the draft comprehensive plan is located to all involved and interested agencies, which shall be given 30 days from the mailing of the lead agency notice to challenge the town board's lead agency designation.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
And so now we will have to schedule the public hearing. And how much time would it take? Is that something you want to do before a board meeting? Want to do a separate meeting?
Yeah, I spoke with Jim Martin about this yesterday, and we talked about putting it on the 26th, but I think that's your Monday meeting. And I know that some of the public was concerned that you might start things earlier than 6:30, 7 o'clock. So if something like this was to be put forward, you might want to do a special meeting. There is going to be quite a few people. Jim thinks there will be quite a few people to come and discuss it. So
we'll do it as a standalone.
I would think you want to. Even if it only takes an hour, then that's an hour that you don't want to add.
How much lead time do we
need? Well, you can't. What happens at this point is you won't be able to. You can schedule your public hearing whenever you want, you know, after the next 10 days. But what I would recommend is you can't do anything until after 30 days because you have to let the county know, and the county has to look at it, and then you have to let the village know because they'll be an interested agency, and they have to decide whether you're okay with these lead agencies. So you can't do anything, you can't adopt it for 30 days.
There's a planning board.
Probably. 28. sure it'll still be going on. So we'll do it at 6:30 on the 27th.
We should know from the county by then. We'll know after 30 days of the office.
Right.
I mean, the county will go to me before, so we'll know from that.
Do you have a copy of the notice?
I do.
Anything else on the county? Yes, we'll need a resolution to formally establish the public candidate.
Motion to set the public hearing date at 6:30 on February 28th for the comprehensive land use plan.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 5 on this evening's agenda is a workplace violence prevention program. It's something that we need to have in place that requires training of town employees. I think it's annual training, right? Which we don't have up and running. And I don't know what happened to it, but we did have a workplace violence prevention poster posted here at the municipal complex. That has disappeared, but Jeffrey has produced another one that outlines a definition of workplace violence, outlines our weapons policy and the grievance procedure, which I think I'll highlight. Essentially, that all complaints must be produced in writing, signed, and reported to the town supervisor, who will report the complaint to the town board. And this procedure will ensure immediate effective investigation. And then we will follow through with whatever we establish as our workplace violence prevention program. So what I'd like to do is refer that issue to the personnel committee to come up with what they believe we need to have in place to meet the letter of the law. And we'll bring it up at a future board meeting for adoption. And we'll move on from there. Item 6 on this evening's agenda is that I need authorization to sign the contract for legal services with Bartlett Ponte Stewart Rhodes, PC. They're already listed at our organization meeting as one of our attorneys that we have access to, but I need authorization to execute the contract.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Thank you. On the billing department, we have a request from Matt Drymiller, an item that was tabled at a previous board meeting due to insufficient documentation. He's looking at permission to attend an educational conference on March 4th, 2019 in Lake Placid. Conference is sponsored by Northern Adirondack Code Enforcement Officials Association, and by attending these courses offered at the conference, he'll be able to fulfill the entire 24 credits of annual service that he's mandated by New York State to maintain his certification as a building inspector / code enforcement officer. Fee for the conference is $280, the annual dues for 2018 and 25. Hotel, he's looking at three nights at $108 per night for a total of $629. This would come out of account B3620.4, which has a balance as of January 1 of
$13,260.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any
further? Just want to add there that, you know, plus reasonable and proper expenses, including mileage and fuel, is on here. Mileage, you've already talked about, that's already pretty fine. Meals, I would feel as if there's a meal offered through the conference, should be taken at the conference. There's a couple on here that probably aren't included, so we'll pay for those, but within reason, I think that we should be taking the meals offered by the conference, since that's what we're paying for.
I think they're included in here.
Not all of them, some are, but.
Lunch,
I think there's a few dinners, but I think this looks like. Make a motion to approve our Matt Brad Miller's attendance at the education conference in the class from Monday, March 4th, 2019 through Thursday, March 7th, 2019. For a total of $629 plus reasonable proper expenses, including mileage and meals.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yep.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 8 on this evening's agenda, I received a letter from the law office of Mueller & Mannix, PLLC, attorneys at law, regarding Dangles Incorporated special event permit application for Dangles Fitzgerald's Irish Sports Bar and Steakhouse located at 1393 State Route 9, whatever, New York. And in the letter, I'll read the letter to you. Please be advised that we represent David Johnson and Dangles Incorporated. Issue, we are applying to the New York State Liquor Authority for a special event permit for a celebration of St. Patrick's Day, Saturday, March 16th, and Sunday, March 17th, 2019. For the last 12 years, this event has been held at the Dangles location in Glens Falls. This year's event will be held at Fitzgerald's restaurant located at the previously mentioned address in the town of Monroe. Almost identical to the last 12 years, we will raise a 20 by 40 tent in the parking lot adjacent to the north end of the restaurant building to accommodate patrons enjoying the holiday celebrations. The event may be open on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. and Sunday 12 p.m. to 4 a.m. Mr. Johnson will provide sufficient staff and security as well as portable bathroom facilities to ensure a safe and fun event for all. And the part where the town comes in is that according to his letter, the New York State Liquor Authority requires a letter from the town of Monroe advising them, number one, that we're aware of the event, and number two, that alcohol will be served, and number three, that we have no objections to it. And they would like me to respond by email. I know council looked into it. We also had our code enforcement administrator look into it. Do you have any more thoughts on that?
No, I have spoken with Attorney Mannix at length about this, and he had provided all the information that Glens Falls has given in the past. We also talked to our contacts at the State Liquor Authority, and because they're asking for a permit from them, the town just needs to be made aware that there will be alcohol served on the premises outside. What I have recommended is that the fire department be put on notice.
They received that.
They did. And that we just have to make sure that the tent is fire rated like it is supposed to be, and that all the outdoor heaters, if there are any, are UL listed. So Matt will go and review all those. But other than that, it's really just letting the State Liquor Authority say, know that the town knows it's happening, no alcohol is going to be served to anybody under the age of 21, and we have no objections.
Okay. So the also the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, and they've actually. I apologize for interrupting, but they have already sent a letter saying that they're aware of it.
Okay. And you said you did speak to our building department.
Yes, they know. Yep, I did.
All right. So.
So I can put together a letter if the board wants.
Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing no objection, I enter the direct counsel to provide a letter for my signature and they'll email it off to them. Do you have a copy of it?
I do. And the letter says the board has no opposition.
No option. You want a resolution on it?
I will if I get that.
All right, so I'll ask for a resolution indicating the town board of Monroe has no objection to the New York State Liquor Authority special event permit request by. Then was incorporated.
So
second. Any discussion? Roll.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item number 9 is Recreation Department. I think back in December of 2018, we had a resolution, 2018-446, where we set the rec hours to start at 7-8 a.m. as dictated by weather for plowing and sand in town facilities. And they were unable to, last storm, be here until like 7:30. And of course, we had court yesterday. And they indicated that there was not enough time to get from rec to here. So I spoke with our part-time director of Buildings and Grounds, and we agreed that if we did a resolution authorizing him to have discretion to set employee work schedules, that would work just fine and make sure that we get everything cleared out in a timely fashion. So my suggestion would be to pull Resolution 2018-446. The board is online, and then we'll have a second motion to so somebody want to move rescinding that resolution 2018-446.
Make a motion that we rescind resolution 2018-446.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And in its place, like a motion offered that would authorize the part-time director of Buildings and Grounds to, actually I should say his official title is Working Supervisor for Buildings and Grounds, authorizing him to schedule employee work schedules at his or her discretion. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Thank you. That worked for you, Dave?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Next item under recreation is we have a request to purchase a new truck, which was budgeted for in 2019. And actually, there's three items that go along with that request that we discussed at budget time. One is for the truck, one is for the transfer tank, and one is for a plow for that. So I'll take them separately. We have on I believe it's on a state contract, three quotes for replacement of the Chevrolet 2500 plow truck. These quotes are from National Auto Fleet. First quote is for a 2019 Ford F-250 extended cab in the amount of $33,692. The second quote is for 2019 GMC 2500 extended cab in the amount of $33,332.22. And a third quote for 2019 Chevrolet 2500 extended cab in the amount of $34,252.32. The recommendation is to go with the 2019 F-250 in the amount of $33,692. We budgeted $64,801 for 2019 budget, and this would come out of account 7140.2.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The next request is for the transfer tank. plow truck. It includes a nozzle, the fuel hose, power cord, adjustable suction pipe. There was only one company that was, we received a quote back, but we never heard from anybody else right there. And it was in the amount of $472.94, and this is in the Northern Tool Equipment Steel Transfer Tank.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And again, this is coming out of the same county as the previous one. Next item I have for REC is for purchase of a Fisher V plow for the plow truck. Four vendors were contacted. We received two quotes back. We reached out to Dijon Truck Utility at Queensbury. No response. Quote number two was for TNT Body King at Latham in the amount of for stainless steel for $6,300, for mild steel $5,600. And the third quote from Tobes LLC, Cairo, for a stainless steel plow in the amount of $5,800. Recommendation is to go with Tobes LLC. Their bid is for a 8.5-foot stainless steel V2V plow with installation less municipal assistance with proof of winning bid.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And we actually, the fourth vendor that was we reached out to was there with equipment in Queensbury, and there's no response.
Thank you.
Item under recreation this evening is request to purchase scarifa tines for the John Deere Hydro Field Rake 1200 four tines, which is part number TCU 294. Current tines are worn and require replacement. Three vendors were contacted: Finch Turf out of Westminster, Missouri, in the amount of $627 and I believe that's 13 cents, including shipping. Aftermarket Supply in the amount of $662.04, including shipping. And Green Farm Parts in the amount of $602.24 with free shipping. This would come out of account 7140.4, which has a current balance as of January 1st of $64,500. Recommendations for Green Farm Parts online purchase.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the day for REC? Is there anything else? Is there anybody here that will be addressing the board later this evening regarding flooding on town highways? I just wanted to make you aware that the highway superintendent will not be in attendance this evening due to physical therapy. And I have to commend the highway crew for doing yeoman's work when we had the terrible weather with the flooding. My office was inundated with requests trying to reach out to the highway department, which with everyone in the highway department was out trying to attend to all the calls that they were receiving. I know that they faced some very unhappy residents, and you know, they were very professional in their response. They were quick in the response, and they did respond to everybody who either reached out to my office or to the highway garage. And I just want to thank them for that. as well as the assistance that they provided to us in loaning a crew from the bucket truck and getting the outdoor lighting working over at the daycare facility over here, the municipal complex driveway area, which really helped us. We couldn't have got that lighting working without their effort. So thank you to them for that. Next item on the agenda is planning board appointment. I have a request from Peter Jensen to be reappointed to the planning board. His term expired at December 31st of 2018. This is for a 7-year term. I have not been doing reappointments until we have received an indication that our planning board and zoning board members have received the required training under state law. He has received it, so I'm willing to move forward with his reappointment this evening. The town board is so inclined.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. Item 12 on this evening's agenda is landfill monitoring contract. We had our organizational meeting. We had established CT Mails as a of our engineering firms to do business with, and they have historically provided landfill monitoring services for the town of Moreau. This year, they have a proposal in the amount of $9,716.25, and I'm looking for authorization from the board to have them sign their contract for the 2019 season. So, the year, I should
say.
Second.
And we had budgeted $15,000 on budget time for that, so this is well on the budget. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. Item 13 on the agenda for this evening is the Economic Development Survey. For those that have attended previous board meetings or have been reading in the papers, thanks to great coverage, the town board has engaged the services of the Saratoga Economic Prosperity Partnership firm to put together an economic development plan for the town of Moreau, which is, I think, more important now than ever before with the activity that's about to take place on our commercial corridor as a result of completion of the sewer project. I can tell you that there are a lot of interested parties now looking at property, so it's generated a lot of activity. So with that, I think it would be extremely helpful to the town board that we mail the survey to landowners in the town of Moreau to get their input. And so I have drafted a letter, and I believe town board members have a copy of that, which I would like to mail out to residents along with the actual survey, encouraging them to complete the survey and mail back to the Prosperity Partnership. There's also a telephone number on there that if they have any questions or comments, they can reach out to individuals spearheading that on our behalf. It is anonymous. We won't be tracking anybody's where it comes from. We have no way to do that. We have no interest in doing that. So I encourage anybody who receives the survey to complete it, and that'll be immensely helpful in helping the town board chart our economic development program moving forward. The deadline to complete and submit the form is February 28th. It can either be mailed to the Prosperity Partnership, which is 29119 Malta, New York 12020, or they can complete it online. And in my letter, I have a link to that website. So with that, that's going to require the expenditure of funds to do the mailing on that. As part of our economic development efforts, when we put the 2019 budget together, we had allocated significantly less revenue than we had done the previous year. I think we were around $60,000 or $80,000 in 2018. This year we allocated $45,000 for our economic development efforts. I do have a cost of the mailing, which will be in the amount of $4,838.84. We have not drawn any monies from the $45,000, so the $45,000 does remain there. So I'll be looking for a resolution for mailings made easy to do the workforce in an amount, I would suggest not to exceed $4,900.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'd like to say thank you. I'm glad we're doing this. I think it's important that the community feels that we reach out to them. But I know I normally don't have anybody reach out to me and ask me anything. Maybe now and then my Shaver and I run into each other. But other than that, I don't. And I've been surprised as we moved through this past year. People that I know, let's say we're friends, we just know them, they'll say to me, what's going on? Is it really like it looks like in the paper? They seem encouraged. I think this is important. Most people know what is really going on, and I think that it's important that we include them because this is their community.
And it'll be very helpful, as I indicated earlier, early on, that that this is critically important for not only the town board, but the town overall, as we map the future economic development plans for our community. So I think it's well worth the expenditure.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item 14 on the agenda is appointment of a dog control officer. The reason for the appointment is that we have been without a full-time dog control officer since December 29th of 2018 as a result of him taking a job much further south outside the county, which precludes him from being able to serve town role appropriately. So having that, the town board has conducted interviews for the position of dog control officer, and we have settled on an individual who has an enormous amount of experience. Not only is she well-versed, she's currently a dog control officer in another community and is willing to help us out and meeting our needs. She also is a rabies administrator certified, meaning that should that rabies outbreak take place in our community, she would be the person that, working with the Department of Health, would spearhead our efforts to keep it from, well, keep it contained. So at this time, I'm recommending the appointment of Alicia Flaud, F-L-O-U-D, as a Town Road Dog Control Officer, pursuant to Article 7 of New York State Agriculture and Markets Law, at a monthly stipend of $1,150 for a term of 3 months, commencing on February 1st, 2019.
Motion to approve.
Oh, I'm sorry, I also need authorization to sign the agreement.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope. It's 3 months, but it's really the intent to continue it through the board.
Yeah, this is in talking with her after the town board interviewed this individual, we wanted to make sure it was a good fit for her and a good fit for us. And she thought that 3 months was a great period of time for that to occur. So my expectation is that we will continue on much after that term, but for now it's going to be 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
an additional comment. This is no passing a judgment on our prior bug catcher, but in interviewing this person, I think we're very lucky. The town got a really strong, qualified candidate.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited about it.
She has years of experience. Good. We did a roll call on it.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is the landfill solar array. I think I've spoken informally with board members that we have been approached by a project developer that is very interested in establishing a solar array on our encapsulated 44-acre town landfill. I think it's a very promising opportunity for the town. I have a draft contract that I passed forward on the council for review, and there are a number of questions that she has on that, which I will be talking with this individual on in the near future. And once we get through the answers to those questions, I would like to invite the company to come make a presentation to the town board on what the company is willing to offer. And, you know, if things work, I think we should seriously consider engaging this company in a contract. You know, we're not generating any revenue from the encapsulated landfill, and I think that there's enormous potential either from the opportunity to buy a little power back or just take in revenue from the electricity that's generated there. I think the potential for a win-win for town growth. So if they're willing, I hope to have them in probably at the next board meeting. Make a presentation to the town, and we'll move forward from there.
Good deal.
Item 16 on this evening's agenda is in relation to the assessor's department. I would like the boards to consider putting out RFPs for some services to assist our assessor in running that office. I think now more than ever is a critical time to really get a handle on the commercial building permit processing, how we do that, how we analyze plans, how we do inspections. Included in the RFP, I would like someone that would offer the services of doing a statistical analysis of where they would identify inequities and controls. But all working hand in hand with our current assessor, do sales verification, things like that. Right now, we just have Peggy in there with no staff, and I think this would be incredibly helpful to her and beneficial to the town. So I'm essentially looking for approval or authorization from the board to put out RFPs for these services. And I will draft the RFP for your approval before it goes out. I wanted to see if that's something that the board was interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll be working on that. Item 17 is Medicare reimbursement for our retirees. It has been brought to my attention after an exhaustive search that we have been paying quarterly Medicare reimbursements to eligible town retired employees, and there is only one employee through a resolution that is essentially authorized to receive those payments. This board wants to make sure that we follow the letter of the law and not doing anything inappropriate. So I have held the fourth quarter payments to the retirees until we had a policy in place for that. I can tell you that the cost to the town is annually $15,038.40. My recommendation is that we adopt a policy that allows our eligible employees to continue to receive those payments. So my recommendation, so that I will be able to sign those checks, is that the town board authorize me to make Medicare reimbursement quarterly payments in the amount of $289.20 quarterly to all existing employees or those that will be eligible for, I should say retirees that will be eligible for in 2019. But moving forward, I would like to have further discussion on how we handle any further employees that retire, full-time employees that retire from the town. So with that, I'd like a motion authorizing me to do so.
So moved.
Second.
Any additional?
So I just a couple questions. Would we be, so currently, you know, we have 12, 13 people not properly receiving it, but we're not in a resolution to do so.
We have 13 retirees that have been receiving the payment, only one lawfully.
Okay. Obviously, it's a problem, the lawful part, but I support continuing to make those payments for sure. When we discuss going forward, are we at this point already in 2019? So we, anyway, going forward into 2020?
So my intent is to have either a workshop or further town board discussions on how you want to handle, you know, do you want to continue to practice?
Right.
Do you want to set the amount? Do you want to change the amount on new retirees? Okay. You know, so we have yet to this year to get that policy. And it may be identical, end up being identical to what we're doing here this evening. But, you know, for now, I want to take care of our current employee or those that will become eligible in 2019.
Right, okay, that's about the clarification there. And Jeffrey has contacted quite a few neighboring communities.
He reached out to a couple. I don't want to speak for him, but two or three?
Three.
And it's customary, this practice goes on, right?
Some offer, some don't.
Okay. All right. So we have that part of our workshop or our discussion we have later today. Okay.
Just a couple of additional comments. Keep us sorry that people have been delayed in getting their check. Hopefully respect the fact that the supervisor wasn't going to break the law and sign checks when we didn't have policy in place. And I wasn't going to sign those checks either. So we've been working diligently to come to a resolution, and that brings it tonight. So apologies to anybody who's been delayed. But we want to do the right thing on behalf of the town and all the taxpayers.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item 18 on this evening's agenda is privilege of the floor. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment to board members. There is a time limit of 3 minutes, as established by resolution this year and last year. I would ask that you keep your comments germane to town business, town issues, and refrain from any personnel comments. So with that, I will open it up to those that want to comment to the board. And ask that you state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Paris Rowe. I was just curious, Lewis and Gary make a $4,000 payment. How many different litigations are we doing with Lewis and Gary there for the, this, how many different ones? I know we got Gary Boulevard, this one sitting out there, but.
They are currently the special counsel for our high road.
Thank you. Meeting times, I'm still going to complain. You spent 16 years as a councilman, and you complained that the meeting should start at 7 o'clock. I agree with you. I'm disappointed that you've changed that, because now you're not a councilman, and you've changed. On the plan, at the plan, at planning board meeting last Monday evening, I encourage all the councilmen and supervisor to listen to the audio tape. We had our first applicant was Mr. Sherhorn's for a 100 apartment complex in the urban renewal area. There were a lot of individuals coming, speaking out. I think you're going to get a good, that's what Mr. Martin was recommending, a special time. You should listen to it. It was very informative from the public. It's about the first hour. We really try to answer a lot of questions, but a lot of questions come back on the town board. Talking about, I'd also recommend the board to read Plan Unit Development District for our sewer area, where that I think I'd give you more broad information or more broad control of the sewer district and help improve Route 9. Supervisor, we passed a resolution to gauge, as Mr. Service Mark gave you, about our concerns about code enforcement. Did you share that with the rest of the board? Mr. Martin was up to Mr. Martin to give it to you. We met.
He told me that they had done that, but I don't have a copy. I don't think I know it.
Okay. I had brought it up. Just so the board knows, we passed a resolution, planning board, asking for you to expedite finding any part-time code enforcement. We're feeling very frustrated. We pass site plans, and then there's non-compliance by the applicants. We see it all the time, and we talk to, most of us speak to Mr. Martin about it, as usually through email, and we would encourage you to do that. Mr. Jensen, I think he's got 28 years or 35 years, so he's been an asset to the planning board for many years, so I'm glad you re-approved him. Hopefully I made it my three.
You did. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to address the board? If not, we will move on. On to supervisors' items. I received an email today from Mrs. Brown, actually Mr. and Mrs. Brown from off of West River Road. They had come to my office, I think it was early fall, very unhappy that train crossing goes to their property. When CP Rail came through, they had removed a number of the train crossing structure where they could get their farm equipment across the tracks, which made it really difficult for them to get to some of their fields up in the higher area there. And so I had reached out to CP Rail on a number of occasions. They had done it, and I'm happy to report that she said, great news, they had just heard from CP Rail, and they're crossing is back in place. So she wanted to thank the town for their efforts on that. I believe I sent an email to town board members when I learned that the AIM assistance that we receive annually from the state will not be occurring in 2019. That's essentially going to put a hole, it's going to be $45,230 that we will no longer have access to, which is very unfortunate. The governor's action, according to his press release, was the result that saying very succinctly, municipalities are flush with cash. I assure you that's not the occasion, the case here in Town of Monroe, but we are in good financial condition. So that's something that we'll have to work for moving forward in 2019. Received correspondence from Charter Communications effective February 15th. Following changes are going to occur to channel lineups in New York State. The Spectrum TV Silver Package will no longer include Cinemax and its related channels. The monthly a la carte subscription rate will be reduced from $15 to $9.99. The Spectrum TV Gold Package will no longer include Cinemax and FX or their related channels. These services will be available for subscription as a la carte services only. The monthly a la carte subscription rates for Cinemax and FX and their related channels will each be reduced from $15 to the following rates: Cinemax $9.99, FX $5.99. And pricing for monthly a la carte TMC subscription service will be reduced from $15 to $9.99. And separate correspondence, 3 days later, they indicated that broadcast TV surcharge would change from $9.95 to $11.99, effective February 21st. I have some disappointing news regarding our request to state DOT. In September of 2018, we had requested a speed limit reduction on Blue Ridge Road between Port Everett Road, which is County Route 28, and the Hudson Falls Bridge in the town of Monroe, and they essentially said that it's not warranted. I want to make the board members aware that the Association of Towns will be having the 2019 annual business meeting coming up. They'll have a training school that's always routinely held as part of that get together. It'll be Wednesday, February 20th, 2019, beginning at 8 a.m. at New York Marriott Marquis on Broadway in New York City. If anybody's interested in attending or looking for more information, just let me know and I will provide that to you. I don't know if you got a copy of the proposed legislative program, but if not, I will share that with you as well. At last meeting at the county board of supervisors approved six resolutions pertaining to the town of Monroe and essentially relates to pass-through of federal funding and engineering being done on our behalf for some bridges in our community. One of them is the Clark Bridge over Snook Hill. Another is the West River Road Bridge over Snook Hill. And another is the County Route 28 South Glens Falls Port Everett Road Pavement Preservation Program. So we are getting our share of monies, federal monies passed through the county to assist us in repairing that, those roads and bridges. So that's good news. Last Saturday, I was invited and attended the Monroe Emergency Squad annual banquet and swore in their officers. This is the 61st. Year of their organization, so it's a significant mile mark, and the event was well attended, and I spoke briefly on behalf of the town, letting them know our appreciation for the services that they provide. I do have some correspondence, some email, some handed to me prior to the beginning of this evening's meeting regarding the change that we did at our organizational meeting for contributions for employee health insurance, where we increased their contributions for those who retired beginning 2008, January 1st, moving forward. We made that change applicable to all retirees in that category and increased it from 5% to 50%. The correspondence that I think I got from nearly everyone impacted by that change is their dissatisfaction with that increase, with points about why that should not occur, and the service they provided to the town. I am not in favor of changing that policy, but I wanted to make sure that the town board has an opportunity to speak if they would like or if they want to address that in any of those letters or emails.
Right. It's not something that we took lightly. I think that really on all of this, and we understand it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing for everyone paying taxes. It's not that the town is narrowed about their employees, if our taxpayers, a lot of them are based with own insurance entirely. That the cost of insurance is becoming, it's just beyond control. So we're looking to make things even and the same for everyone. To have someone who's paying 15%, have them look over and see someone who's paying 5%, and you say that, okay, you can't. All right?
The unfortunate reality is that over a four-year period, we saw our health insurance costs increase by 93%, which equates to about $98,000. And well, everybody says, well, that can be covered by taxes. Maybe it can once or twice, but it certainly can't be continue to be covered at that pace. Just financially not feasible. And so one of the questions that I had is, well, why did we select that class of employee retirees? And by that, I mean those that retired at that period. And that was because we actually had employees already on the book that retired beginning on that date moving forward that were required by contract to pay 15%. So, it was a matter of fairness. There shouldn't be two classes of retirees for retirement contributions. We didn't do it immediately. We were doing it effective April 1st. Nobody likes to pay more, especially in retirement. But the reality is that these are very expensive costs to the town. And, we felt as a board that, it was an adjustment that had to be made. The unfortunate part was, maybe it needed to be made sooner so it wasn't so high. Nobody looked at that. So we did. We thought it was a fair compromise. Our current employees pay 20%. New hires pay 25%. Our union employees are paying 22% this year. In the big scheme of things, we increased the retirees' contribution at union through contract, but still be bound by law, by the contract, I should say. Is it perfect? No. But I think it's fair, and at the end of the day, the taxpayers expect us to strike a balance between what the cost of insurance is, what our benefits are to our employees, and what their taxes are. And we thought that was a good balance. I don't know if any other board member wants to comment.
Won't speak on behalf of other board members, but I believe we were fairly united in the decision for all the reasons you just mentioned. I'd be repeating things that both you and Councilwoman LeClaire said if I were to say them again. But in fairness to all taxpayers, which is one of the primary things that I think is my responsibility as a board member, is to make the business decision.
Okay.
So, but again, just the mayor, first of all, with our discussion, parents can try to say anything about it, is why I agree as well to that change.
Okay. All right. With that, I'll move on to committee reports. Does anyone have a committee report?
More files than you can imagine to find the paperwork on that Hudson River waterfront that he started many years ago. I found a lot of papers from Jim Martin. He feels I was kind of disappointed after he got the national work because it sounded like it wasn't going to happen. He said, when you think about this, you are going across. You're not asking to develop it. You're not asking to do anything on it but to walk across it. I have a large packet of papers that I left in your office today that I am going to ask of him to tell me which ones I should be sending to him. Some of those papers are the only copy I have. A lot of them are. So I have please let me just take care of them to make sure that he gets them. Then we'll put together a packet to send the national grid. He was encouraging, really helped me a lot. I appreciate that.
Good. Councilman Hogan and I met and discussed some of the concerns that were brought to the town's attention last year regarding the PALA. They should be filing their request soon, and we'll meet and talk to them addressing those concerns. We're also meeting the Sanderson to just review the contract for all the leads that are coming up, so we can be way ahead of any questions or concerns. And then a quick thank you. I know that it's not over till it's over, and if we get the grant, that'll be great. But I do know that Leanne put an awful lot of effort, including a lot of weekends, from what I understand, into compiling a lot of information. One weekend. I read it, it's a lot of information. So hopefully she will get some grant money toward her initiative. She has some leadership. Thank you, Leanne, for that.
You're welcome.
At the next board meeting, I'll have information for you regarding the transfer station. Looking at our fees per bag down there. As you know, we spend our hours. We will have to tweak our expenses to cover those extended hours. We've actually gone back to where we have outspent in the past in an effort to provide the maximum level of service to our community. And I believe that there will be some recommendations which we can discuss at the next board meeting. One of the things I'd like the board to keep in mind that we have not done this in the past, and I think vitally important, is we had no capital reserve fund for operation of the transfer station, which is repairing buildings, adding on the buildings, and closing buildings, the compactor repair, a new compactor. I think I know I was on the board when we purchased this current compactor, brand new, and it was tens of thousands of dollars. So we don't have money in that budget for it if something were to happen with it, and I think we need to get out in front and establish a capital reserve for those activities. We can discuss it at the next board meeting. Does anybody have anything else for open session? If not, I will have to request an executive session for an update on litigation on tax security cases. To discuss non-named person or persons employment history. And I think that's all I need. And we'll be inviting the assessor in to that executive session along the way.
Motion to move into executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session and come out and report that no action is taken in executive session.
So
second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
And with that, I'm making a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.